Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
In this service, we'll be looking at Trust in the Lord, Part 5. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we're grateful unto you. We thank you because you are our beautiful God. We give you praise because you are the source of our lives. You are the reason for our existence. We pray that this word will edify us like never before. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. There is something that I would like to read to you about trusting the Lord. It will form one of the reasons for this kind of teaching. In Exodus chapter 19, verse 9, it says that, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord." Now, you can give me the NASB, please, of that same verse. NASB, great. Or ESV. It said, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Behold, I am coming to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you, and may also believe you forever." Praise the Lord. When Moses told the words of the people to the Lord, I mean, that's what the Lord told him when he told the words of the Lord to the people. I'd like us to read Psalm 62, also verse 8. Psalm 62, verse 8, it says that, "Trust in him at all times, ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." Praise the Lord. Trust in the Lord, part 5. Please take your seats. I have just read to you two verses. One, the Lord was speaking to Moses, and he told Moses that, "I want you to come out and pray. And then when I speak to you, I want the people to hear me speaking to you so that the people will believe you forever or going forward." Because it's difficult to lead a people who do not have faith in your leadership. And the Israelites being led by Moses were very, very tough. And so that word that the people will believe you there in Exodus 19 verse 9, also in other translations, it says that when I speak with you, that they may also trust you forever. But here it was for them to build a certain measure of confidence and have honor for the leadership of Moses. Then in the scripture we just read in Psalm 62 verse 8, it said, "Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." Now, this one is pointing to trusting in the Lord. One of the reasons why we trust in the Lord is because the Lord is a refuge for us. Praise the Lord. It's a refuge, what? For us. You see, you can have a refuge that does not belong to you. Like when you are being pursued, you can run and hide somewhere. And sometimes you see in international governance, when they pursue someone in one country, they will run and go and take refuge in another country. And sometimes they are able to extradite or collect that person from that space and throw that person to the space where he's running away from. Are you here at all? So imagine maybe an American, maybe because of espionage, leaking information, running from America to, say, Russia, and taking refuge in Russia. He's not a citizen there. When that person goes there and goes to misbehave, Russia will say, you are misbehaving here, back to sender. So you see that the reason why that back to sender was a possibility was because where that American ran to for refuge is not the country of his citizenship. Here, the Bible is not saying the Lord is our refuge or we can take refuge in the Lord. Anybody can take refuge in the Lord, but it says that God is a refuge for us. That means that we are the citizens within that enclave. And so we have a redemptive pass in God to secure us at all times. Are you here at all? Yeah. Sometimes, do you remember some years ago, I don't know whether it was under President Mahama, when they brought some, Americans brought some of their prisoners to Ghana for keeps. Oh, you don't remember? Yeah, for keeps. And we were quite scared because the way they defined them, it looks like Al-Qaeda terrorist and all that. And all that. So you could see the cry when Ghanaians heard that. But I believe that for so many years, such diplomatic arrangements have been going on. But in that particular year, when we heard that they were bringing some prisoners who were associated with terrorism to Ghana, that exposure alone became the discussion on radio. And we said, no. I mean, I'm imagining some of the older folks, you know, saying, no. We don't want such people, you know, in our space. No. But you see, when a Ghanaian is a terrorist like that, you can't say, no. You don't want such a person in your space. That person will be here in prison in Ghana. It's not a discussion on radio. Because it's a Ghanaian. That refuge is for them. God is a refuge for us. I mean, we don't own God, but God has made himself available to his children as a refuge. And the Bible is saying that he being a refuge for us, we need to trust in him at all times and pour our hearts before him. So trusting in the Lord is also conceptualized in scripture as in all the time pouring your heart to the Lord. That is, you believe in the supremacy of God enough that you are able to present yourself before him as your safe refuge, and you are able to confide in him and to pour your heart unto him. Praise the Lord. That is to make yourself open unto him and all of that. But here, one of the reasons why we are going on this tangent of trusting in the Lord is because it is something that we should be doing at all times. Trust in him at all times, ye people. So it is required of us as children of God to trust in the Lord at all times, not sometimes. Proverbs 3:5 also says that, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways. So all times, all your ways. So we are required to trust in the Lord at all times. Tell somebody, it is required of you to trust in the Lord. Not sometimes, but all the time. That is why this teaching is important. Because if we are to trust in the Lord at all times and all the time, then we need to know what it means to trust in the Lord so that we'll be able to trust in the Lord at all times and all the time. If we don't do that, what will happen is that we will trust the Lord sometimes, and some other times we will not know what it means to trust in the Lord, and then it will not be also forever. In Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4, just establishing also why. It says that trust ye in the Lord forever. Tell someone it's something you should be doing forever. Why? For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. First of all, we have to trust him all the time because he's a refuge for us. Now he says, trust in the Lord forever. Tell someone that the thing is forever. Because our strength is dependent on that. Do you see one of the reasons why we should be trusting that? Because our strength, our daily strength, our spiritual strength, depends on trusting in him forever. So that means that the moment you stop trusting in the Lord, you have also given up the strength that is required for you to continue your journey here on earth. And that is an important point to make. But I saw something in Psalm 71 verse 5 also, that to maintain our abundant strength in the Lord, the scriptures also instruct us that it said, for thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. So, another reason why we should be trusting in the Lord as a foundation for this teaching is because it is also required of us to trust in the Lord as early as possible. Like in the best years of your life, which everyone, the best years of your life are your youthful years. Serve the Lord in the days of your youth. Praise the Lord. Yes, that you are in the prime of your life when you are in your youthful years. And the Bible is saying that there is a possibility for you to be trusting in other things in your youthful years and come back when your life has entered the surplus realm to try to trust the Lord in the old age when you ought to have done that in your youthful years. So it's important for us to hear this message so that we will start trusting in the Lord right from now. Praise the Lord. And I don't know how many youth we have here, but as you are hearing the message today, I'm praying that God will help you to start trusting in him from today. Yeah? Because you will waste your life, the primest moment of your life, not knowing that you ought to have placed your trust in the Lord to give you strength to actualize and to fulfill your divine mandate here on earth. But what does it really mean to trust in the Lord? We learned at the first service that it's a thinking or a perspective that God gives us. You know, an understanding he gives us. It also is, trusting in the Lord means that we have invested our hope in the Lord such that we cannot be hopeless, or we cannot get into seeing things that are deflators of hope and then begin to lose our security, our rest, because we've already invested our heart, our trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. In 2 Chronicles 20:20 in the NASB, we know the scripture of head, believe in the Lord thy God. But in the NASB, it says that, and they rose up early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me, O Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. He said, put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed. So here, we understand that trusting in the Lord is believing in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord is what? Believing in the Lord. It's not just the fact that I can swear with the Bible that I'm a Christian whose hope and faith, or who has given him or herself to the Lord Jesus Christ, but I am actively believing in the Lord. Because if you know the scenario that was playing out in this particular chapter, three key nations had come up against small Judah, and they felt very overwhelmed, outnumbered. And God spoke spoke through a very young boy to give the word unto the congregation. And Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me, O Judah. Trust in the Lord. Even though we look like we are going to go down, and these people have outnumbered us, and we don't have strength against them, I want you to trust in the Lord. I want you to believe in the Lord. When you feel overwhelmed, believe in the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think the last time I was trying to share with you some of the instances that will call for you really showing your trust in the Lord. Do you remember? And we learned that when you are in an adversity, you really need to trust in the Lord. But what does it mean? It's to believe in the Lord against the adversity. Believe in the ability of the Lord to handle whatever is coming against you aggressively. Believe in the Lord and you shall be established. Trust in the Lord and you shall be established. I mean, in some weeks to come, we'll be talking about the benefits of trusting in the Lord. And one key thing will be that there is no one who has put their trust in the Lord and have been unstable ever in this life. If you put your trust in the Lord, when you put your trust in the Lord, what does it mean? When you believe in the Lord, he's able to what? Establish you. So it's not just okay to be a Christian and not to be believing in the Lord, because you can be a Christian and start believing in other things. Can be a Christian and start, and there are many things we can put our trust in. Sometimes you will believe in the Lord, and some other times, if your trust is not established in the Lord, you will be putting your trust in other things. But here, the meaning of trusting in the Lord is actively believing in the ability of God to see you through life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why is it important to believe in the Lord? Because in Judges chapter 9 verse 26, Judges chapter 9 verse 26, in the NASB, it says that, now Gaal, the son of Ebed, came with his relatives and crossed over into Shechem. And the men of Shechem put their trust in him. They put their trust in what? In him. So Gaal or Gale, and I think it's Gaal, like you say Baal, right? So Baal came to his relatives and crossed over to Shechem. And the men of Shechem put their trust in him. So one of the reasons why it's important to learn how to put our trust in the Lord and do that by believing in him is that we can put our trust in men. We can be putting our trust in people who look like leaders or who have leadership abilities. To put your trust in God means that you believe that he is unfailable, is undefeatable, indestructible. You are making him your source. Now, that same belief can be placed in a man who is perishable, who can disappoint you, who can fail you, is fallible. Are you here at all? But when you don't know the ultimate, you can consider the alternative. And so we are learning this so that you will not stay in the alternative when the absolute and the ultimate is there. They put their trust in God because he had crossed with them. Sometimes when people do you good and show you the way, if you are not careful, the trust you need to place in God who brought the people into your life will be placed in those human beings. That's why we need to be studying about trusting in the Lord and pushing and pushing and pushing. Now, so generally, you can just confer the trust you have to place in God who brought those men to you in men. Generally. So you become like a humanist. Either you are serving yourself or you are serving human beings. And when you see people who look powerful, you follow them. Because you say that God is in them. But even though God is in human beings, your primary trust should be in God, who uses human beings to do things around us. Please, are you with me? So that You don't place your primary trust in man as if man is your source. The Bible said, it said that vain is the help of man. Vain. That means that man has help. But that help is not always sustainable. It's not sustainable. Because man himself is a dependent product. You and I, we depend on God's oxygen. Three of us. So that when I see people beat their chest, you check the people who beat their chest on the media. When they are dying, you see that they have hand that cannot beat the chest again. Maybe they expended all their energy beating their chest. That when they needed it most, the energy was gone. It tells you that there is God. So let's look at the different dimensions that some men begin to put their trust or believe in another man. Can we do that? Are you sure we can do that? All right. So one of the channels that we put our trust in man is that we put our trust in friends. In putting our trust in men, we put our trust in friends. We put our belief in friends. Psalm 41 verse 9. Very quickly, please. Let's run so that, yeah. It says, yea, my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. So here we see David talking, and he's talking about the fact that he had put his trust in his own familiar friend, bestie. You believe in your friend so much that sometimes it becomes a frenemy. The friend becomes an enemy to show you that you ought not to have trusted in the arm of flesh, in the friend. Your friend is your friend. But to begin to trust in your friend, that's when they don't do something that you expected them to do, or you expect them to do in terms of providing for you or giving you an opportunity, you see that your heart is really broken, as if they are the source of your life. They trust you, just trusting. Hey, sometimes it can be trusting in a prince. Bible says that better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in princes, politicians. Like this new government has come, some people, they did giti because all their trust is in a politician winning an election to change their lives. And mostly those people get disappointed. But if you put your trust in God, He will select friends for you on the journey. But always trust God to do the selection of the team you require for the journey. But you can't trust in the team, because this guy trusted a friend. By the time he realized, the trust was so much that he became a familiar friend. Not just a distant friend. Familiar friend that he was comfortable to eat with. Share food with. It's not easy to eat with people. Especially if you are eating fufu with people. The way we eat it, the African way. It's an exchange of saliva, basically. I take it, I swallow, I lick my hand, and I put it inside again. Hey, don't stop eating that fufu. It's a sign of love. You have never thought about it like that. Forgive. Even if you are using spoon, did the spoon enter? Na nede, nede. Some of the food will not be nice, but for the saliva that we exchange and entered. The real spice and salt. Wow. Said that my friend has turned against me. Praise the Lord. The way you put your trust, he's come after me, he's chasing me out of town. So that's one way you do, you put your trust in friends. In Psalm 46, 146, verse number 3. Psalm 146, verse number 3. The same thought is reiterated there. It says that, put not your trust in princes. Like, Absalom was a prince. And he had friends. Those friends put their trust in him. He led them into a bush and they died. But who doesn't love to be a friend to a prince? And sometimes when you put your trust in princes, you follow their vision. Instead of following the vision of the Lord for your life. And some of them, their vision leads you into a pit. So he said, follow the Lord. if by following the Lord and trusting in the Lord, believing in the Lord, he brings a prince in your way, he will control the prince and make the prince do what he ought to do in your life. But you cannot put your trust in princes, in politicians, in people in authority, in rich people, in people that look like they have it. Important people. No human being should look more important to you than God. No help at all. Praise the Lord. So the second thing is also the trust in themselves. I trust my leg. Luke chapter 18 verse 9. In Luke 18 verse 9. Praise the Lord. In Luke 18 verse 9, the Bible says that, and he spake this parable unto a certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. So, human beings can trust in themselves. I heard someone recently talking, says that he's a humanist. And they ask him, what does it mean to be a humanist? He says that he trusts in himself. They say, yeah, he worships himself. Yeah. You that sleeps and you don't know where you are. You are trusting in yourself. And there are many people who trust in themselves. Unconsciously, you trust in yourself. You can trust in your beauty. Oh, I'm about to come there, Krampo. Something God has, who God has made you now becomes the idol you are worshiping. And they said that he was speaking. Jesus himself was speaking and he said, hey, these people. And one way you know that you are gradually beginning to trust in yourself is how are you my type? The way you speak to people, you look at people, the way you look at them from the corner of your eye, you just size them up. Hey, ask somebody, are you the one pastor is preaching to? It's like, Chale, before we knew you, you were very humble. All of a sudden, a boom, mouth, a picky, and it's like now you trust in yourself. When we even call you, cry with the nickname we used to call you now, you don't even mind us. Because now levels don't what? Change. Trust in myself. Trust in yourself. You see, internationally, there are prophets God raised, and God started blessing them, giving them revelation of things to happen internationally. And they started making predictions. You know, some of these predictions, I don't know, because I don't sometimes understand the inevitability of the predictions. Like, plane is going to fall, and then the plane falls. So, to what end? Yep, I think that if God reveals to you that a plane is going to fall, you have to tell us that, one, because there are some things they will inevitably happen. That is, nobody can do anything about it. Like Pharaoh's dream. He saw it severally. And when Joseph was told, he said, this one that you have seen it severally, it means that we can't pray against it to change it. The famine is going to come, so we need to plan for it. So this one that everybody is saying, this, that. What should we do? If a plane is going to fall on the 2nd of February, thank God that date is passed, so that somebody said, let us know the dynamics of that vision. It's for intelligence gathering. Then we are not flying there, because when we fly, helicopter and plane will clash. So we will not fly. Are you here at all? If you just throw it out there and say, okay, let's pray about it, and then we are going to turn, and then that thing will happen, boom, like that. Why? So now it has become like, even when it is negative, to be proven right, it has to happen. So that people will know that you saw or you see. What a useless world. So people are seeing things, they are bad and they are happening. They are happening. Why? And it's like now the prophet, who is a real prophet, is the one who sees things and they keep happening, whether good or bad. They keep happening. So after a while,
When say nyame afre bi mu na nyame nso ayi de afre bi mu wow. Yes, you know God is doing things around you or whatever, and then you come to that level where you begin to trust in yourself that I am a prophet of a certain caliber. Yeah, I've heard someone, he says that he belongs to the fifth dimension, fourth dimension. Wow! Your time is just coming. No Holy Spirit, no pointing the glory to Jesus. You can see. It's like a contest for who is really, really, really the deal. And we saw one in Africa. They were just predicting things in America, everywhere, blah, blah, blah. Until God, after a while, when he made himself like a god, God started disgracing his predictions. Some are even there thinking that the power God has been, you know, channeling through them to be a blessing to the world means that they will not see corruption. So you begin to trust in yourself. This mind we have, it keeps changing. So from time to time, we need to hear a word like this for you to know that when God is using you and doing things through you and for you, you should not begin to revert to yourself. Keep the focus on Jesus, looking unto Jesus, trusting in Jesus. Is God talking to someone now? Trusting in the Lord. Or else you start trusting in yourself. Who goes, I'm crying here. 2 Corinthians 1:9. Once we are there, let's just dig into it. All right. 2 Corinthians 1:9. Look at what Apostle Paul said. Apostle Paul said, "But we have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raised the dead." He's just recounting how they really, really went through a lot of this thing. They saw God's power. They saw his deliverance. They saw troubles. But he said, we had the sentence of death in ourselves. What was the sentence of death? That we should not trust in ourselves. Trusting in yourself is sentencing yourself to death. But rather we should trust in God. Because whatever they were going through, he said that if they had not imposed their trust in the Lord, they would have expired. The next is that you can trust in your own heart. Hey. You can what? Proverbs 28:25 says that he that is of a proud heart stirreth up, is a fool. But whosoever walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. He that trusted in his own heart. So there are people who, Charlie, they wise so. They trust in their own heart. This to Jimmy heart. In Japan, because you trust in your own heart. You get mind. That's it. Nobody can talk to me. Nobody can talk to me. He's just talking. He says that when somebody is proud, in verse 25, they stir up strife. But he that put his trust in the Lord shall be made fat, that he shall prosper. Then in 26, he that trusted in his own heart is a fool. This heart that is highly deceptive, you want to trust it? As for me, once I dream it, once it enters me, you don't know the virus you caught. You don't know the latest virus you have caught. Are you here at all? Yeah, you don't. You see, until the COVID came, so many people did not know that they had underlying conditions or their immune system was not that robust. But it's compromised. It's a COVID that revealed to many people that, hey, you have to do something about it. But all this while, you have felt that you are the fittest of all people. You see, you would think you are morally correct and your decisions are so perfect until you have a crush on somebody. And you are not able to sleep. Then you'll be wondering, why? What the hell? No, sorry, Johnny. He said, now you are moving everywhere. You want to pass where Johnny is. When you come to church and Johnny doesn't come, you are not happy at all. Pastor is preaching, but you are not here. They are singing, you are not here. I want Johnny to look in your direction. And sometimes when he's looking in your direction, God, he's not seeing you. But it is you that is calculating that by the angle of his eyes, you know. I feel the eyes and I say, Nini Abame, so I'll grow with triple pia. Don't trust your heart, oh.
The Bible says that King Uzziah, he was very successful, trusting and relying on the Lord until he became mighty and he started trusting in himself. Even sacrifices that priests do, he said, no, at this level of my kinship, you know, priests stand by the side. Let me enter. He entered and collected leprosy 100%. Don't you see? You can just be trusting your heart. And as a child of God, you should leave a room. Even when God has built competence for you, built whatever for you, you should leave a room, a small room of dependency on the Holy Spirit per time. Do you understand? Help me. And yes, hey, me name scriptures and some of me kapa pepe me kan kwasia sem from A to Z with good scriptures. And it will not be edifying to anybody, because at the end of the day, the utterance must come from the Holy Spirit. And the letter kill it is a spirit that edify it, that quicken it. Are you here at all? So I can't trust him. I'm telling you that prophets, big men of God, great men of God, they have trusted in their own heart. Because see, the same way you used to see Dito 10 years ago up until now, that they have called you Dito, God says that, I will let a spirit of lies enter you. And when it enters you, you still think it's the Holy Spirit, because it's a familiar spirit. So difficult to know. And then now, you know, like Samson, I will shake myself like in sundry time. Me huntu obi antenase. Yeah. Yami be yo show down pia. You know, because wadada una wana mno. Oh, be good and more, but oh, my starting from Dito. Or just say Dito, but my rely on him, and now you become an end to yourself. Now that you trust your own heart, I will deliver it to you. But this time around, and I'm coming to give you Woto. So trust in God, in the Lord, not in your own heart. You see that someone, you have a gift, then you trust, hey, media, my gift doesn't fail. Wherever there is gift, prophecy, it must fail. Are you here? I can't hear you. Are you here? Are you sure you are here? There's a great man of God on this continent. One of the daughters, when she grew on the continent, this is like, wow. Then he prayed for the daughter with every anointing he has. Daughter was comfortably sitting in a wheelchair. Because it is not of him that will it, neither of him that run it. Do you understand? This is a man that on a regular day, maybe he's from a restaurant and then somebody will meet him and say that, my mother has been bedridden in the house. Since you are in our area, you are at our doorstep, please, can you step in? He said, oh, no problem. He steps in, the Holy Ghost, pah, person has. But his own daughter, for month, maybe for, I don't remember, for years, she was, he prayed. The daughter was sitting in the wheelchair. They just were trusting the Lord. So, as he went happily to put the child said, I can move my leg, don't touch me. Stepped out, away bus, no prayer. When he trusted that he has anointing to heal, the healing didn't happen. It went on for months until the Lord himself, who heals through human beings, decided that today is the day I'll let my daughter rise. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So when he's even using us,
Just don't trust in your heart, oh, this heart.
So we have learned that don't trust in a friend. Don't trust in yourself. Don't trust in your heart. Some people also trust in their wickedness. I mean, wicked, yeah. Isaiah 47. You don't know me. Eh? When I pray against you now, you are gone. You trust in your wickedness. Isaiah 47, verse 10. He said, for thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge it has perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. He said, you trust in your wickedness. He said, no one can see me. You know, that's what makes evil people work. One guy, he said he was a policeman on social media. So I know the end way and at the end will be full. Trust in his wickedness. He has not met a child of God. He has only met killable people. When you meet someone who has God actively standing for them, you will see that your wickedness will fail you. Is God talking to someone now? And sometimes when you are angry with people, you start wishing them evil. Sometimes something happens. Some other times, nothing happens. But you see that your heart is still pursuing it. And you really, really wish that something negative will happen to prove happened to the person who didn't treat you well. So that it will look like you are the apple of God's eye. You are the special child of God. You are the beloved of God. It doesn't work that way. Tell somebody, don't trust in your wickedness. So. I found out that everyone has wickedness. Praise the Lord. Some people trust in their wickedness. Am I preaching? Don't trust in your wickedness. Don't trust in your heart. The Bible said the heart of man is desperately wicked and very deceitful. You see, today you have a particular perception about someone or about an issue that you are not happy about. And you feel like going this way. No, take your time. Pray and give God the time to enter angry and in rage. You need the help of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. It is the best time to cool down whenever you cool down. And before you take the action you want to take, make sure that you have really run it in prayer with the Holy Spirit. Because that rage is taking away your wisdom from you. That rage is taking away your connectivity with the Holy Spirit from. Are you here at all? So until you give yourself time to connect with him, to really, really be on the same page, you can't move. If you move, ubetim. And once you move out of track, the disqualification has started. You are on your own. I don't know if I'm preaching something here at all. That's when you are angry, cool down. When you have a broken heart, cool down. Yes, I'll be domit to me, sir. And so when he say, "What bumpy?" So my Bob blessing. Oh boy. Oh boy. minus one plus one. Minus one plus one. When you tutor your tongue to become a cursing tongue, then it will struggle to produce blessings for you when you release blessings because it's toxic. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
It's my whoa. Whoa. That's your wicked heart. What wasting my time? What wasting my time? What wasting my time, sir? Yeah, do your album, waste of time. And then, where we not dropping love together? Where is the waste of time? Where is the waste of time? God have mercy.
Don't trust in your wicked heart.
Praise the Lord. Please tell somebody, do not trust in your wicked heart. I have a lot to show, boy. But let me just say this one thing and we'll close for today. I'll come back to what people do when they trust in man, okay? Is that a blessing already? Are you sure it's a blessing? Okay. There is the need for us to believe in the Lord. There is a need for us to believe in the Lord. And when you make a decision not to actively firm your faith in the Lord, there's a cost to it. Exodus 22, verse number 9, says that, for every breach of trust, say breach of trust, whether it is for an ox, for a jal, come before God. The one whom God condemns shall pay double to his neighbor. So it's a scenario where we have a contract. And he says that when one breaches the contract, there is a cost to it, and it's a double cost. So, because when we go into a contract, we've come into a place of trust that you will do your part, I will do my part. Praise the Lord. It says that when there is a breach of that trust. So anytime as a child of God, you breach your trust. It says this one, it is God himself judging. You breach your trust. I mean, if you're a child of God, what's your business going to a shrine? If you're a child of God, what's your business going to consult a dead mother, a dead father? If the family wants to go and consult your workplace people, they are going for Freemasonry, they are going to the lodge, they are doing occultism, they say that is the ish thing. I don't have any business there. People are praying with incense, candles, spraying all manner of perfumes in their shops and lavender, whatever. I'm not interested. I'm not. Because it's a breach of your trust. When they were moving from Egypt to the promised land, God told them, he said that the lands that I'm giving you, the people there, they serve spirits. And they have practices like, you know, calling the dead. Are you here at all? Offering to devils, setting sacrifice. He said, never go into such practices. The job I'm giving you, there are people there who do some things, but don't join them. You are going into a family. What do you mean? I came to marry. I didn't come to serve idols. Then they say, oh, this is how we do it in our family. Our grandma says that. Well, let that grandma go to hell. You are a Christian. If that they take your Christianity, or they should take their son or daughter and go and come over there. Don't go and compromise your, because you have already sworn your trust to, the Lord is a spiritual. So don't go and be doing things and feel like, oh, it's normal. It's not normal. It's not normal that, just say, who pass a mama? Wako pie aladura. It's not normal. Who pass a mama? Wako pie ajagoraja. It's not normal. It's a breach of your trust. If you did that with the devil, he will kill you. Don't think of doing that with the Lord. And it's becoming like very lightly taken in our time that someone can say, I'm a Christian, and is practicing other things. It ought not to be so. Where do you stand? Who do you stand with? So if you breach the trust, you pay double. You what? There's no free lunch with the devil. Devil is not a free rider. He doesn't give free ride. If you give it, Bible said, do not give him a foothold. If you give him a foothold, he's going to take a whole mile. He's a legal entity. Are you here at all? Is God talking to someone now?
I trust the Lord. I trust him. Let it be like that. No matter the pressure they mount on you, just go into the burning furnace. Rather than bowing to another idol. Just be resolute with your trust for the Lord. If you are here, you travel, you are in Ghana serving the Lord, then you travel to Europe or America. Then I won't change thing. You go and begin to change the dynamics of your faith to conform to what will give you comfort in that space. Wow! Hey! And some of the things go directly into your faith. Are you here? Directly. I feel the word, Pa. Seleme koto savaya. Oh God, we bless you. I've already trusted in you. Sometimes when you have a pain in your body, they say, oh, they say, prophet, obey to me. I can't bubble my mouth. Yeah. Working with the Holy Spirit, any calculation of here and here. It's, yeah, somebody is selling a land in heaven. A portion of land in heaven to some people here on it. I don't know how you will build in that heaven. It's in here one plot. We need a quarter plot to be a Charlie. Need there. Many people will fall for such. Number one, Gold Street in heaven. ODNA plot 5. It's a grace grass. When you turn a sana, baby, and we will call us as a mom, because we no crown, we will space for heaven. So there's no limitation, no litigation. It's fully. Fully serviced landing. Because we have refused to open the scriptures to see what is there for us. It has to be very clear to us that the blessings God, at the end of the year, the blessings God brought us, we'll be able to say that that we never shifted our trust from God to man or the devil. Just in God is enough. Praise the Lord. Can you hold the hand of somebody right now? Hold the hand of somebody. Thank you, Father. I want you to pray for the person whose hand you are holding. Father, strengthen their trust, their faith in you. Where they are failing, give them strong faith. Romans chapter 4. Abraham was strong in faith. Pray, strong faith. Let them see the light of possibility. See your light. Let them see hope. Let them see glimpses of light. Kikola sundi kilakosh renu subreni katose keya radusuku dikivatos efendu kushele kletos reku seperise shai kutela bitos kuntala kafatas Deliku sibra dikilese eboniku shumpiliatata rekosele peto sekle shalaba kokofani tusukwala kata asheto lepete shekwalaka panaso putting our faith in you, Kula Supe, Elekoshe, Lemekos, Isule, Glossi, Preniko, Shekole, Vetosh, Kapar, Isonde, Likumate, Sekete, Shekwala, Mataza, Eshukwa, Para. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Ela baba koshete kele bata. Radida dosha da le. Sula ke preto sese. Isu kuala bata kaya. Thank you, Father. Please open your eyes and look at me. Don't say that, oh, it's nothing. There is a couple that I know. And the brother, led by someone he thought was a pastor for their company, led him to go see one of the traditional prophets on social media. I mean, he's very popular on social media. But he's a African traditional religion prophet. He didn't know that was where he was going. But when he got there, he realized that, we would have Edidibia. Then he said, the man there said they have to do some initiations and then the Ebefa. So he took him to 3 different altars in his sanctuary, and they did 3 different sacrifices. They move from here, they come back 2 days after, but which it's a mixture of what looks like Christianity and African traditional religion. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I don't know why I have to tell you the story, but I am very clear in my heart that there are some 2-3 people be wise here. You are almost at the cusp of making that decision. Then brother no koye no kode no be fie. When she came home, she has he has a wife. The wife doesn't look very spiritual, but she can be very boisterous. So once the husband came, she didn't know where the husband went. I said, "In a sinister." I said, "What, co baby?" Nukuna say, "Hey," and they are always fighting. They are quarreling. They will quarrel and come to the community, the neighborhood. Everyone knows them. So the wife said, "Nana things." Apparently, those were the things that were given to the husband. So won't go, baby, I won't. We're free. Then she went to the bathroom and wee-weed on it. As she wee-weed on it, the thing carried her. Wham! Hit her to the wall. Almost killed the lady. Lady, no sorry, Anna. They need to take her. And we took the car by my office. So for me, the men say, "Ako keja." It almost killed me. There are some of you who think that these things are nothing. Osi adi ne tuni so bi awaye electrocuted. If it dealt with the wife that way, the Christ you have received, that's not, you see, is that it doesn't work that way. Are you here with me? When the brother himself came, when his mind repented, he almost died because he didn't complete the process, and now they were after him. He ran. Came for, you know. Anyway.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.